The Republican candidate for Congress in Arizona's 8th District, Randy Graff, won his party's primary in spite of opposition from the Republican National Committee in Washington. National party leaders believe the golf professional and former state legislator was too focused on immigration and not prepared to replace retiring Republican Congressman Jim Colby, who has held the seat for more than 20 years. But Randy Graff says the party strategists in Washington don't understand what the issue means for those who live in a district that includes half of the state's total border with Mexico.
The folks in Washington, D.C., looking at this district from 2,300 miles away, I don't think has a complete grasp on what's important to the voters down here. And at the end of the day, this issue of illegal immigration and our open borders in a district that has 80 miles of border will be one of the primary issues in this campaign.
Although the Republican Party is not helping Graff, a private group promoting better enforcement of immigration laws known as the Minutemen is running ads attacking his Democratic opponent, former state legislator Gabrielle Giffords. They and Graff claim she favors policies that would encourage illegal immigration.
Illegal immigration, the impacts on our communities, the impacts on our schools, on our health care system, and our courts, and the impact to the taxpayer here in Arizona. And at the end of the day, Gabrielle Giffords has to explain why she supports amnesty and open borders.
Giffords rejects that charge.
We need to solve this problem with a comprehensive approach. I support the approach of Senator John McCain, the approach of Governor Napolitano, Congressman Colby, and yes, even President Bush for solving this problem. We need to address the problem with electronic surveillance, high-tech solutions. We need to be able to crack down employers who are employing people that are here illegally, and we need a guest worker program.
Giffords argues that a guest worker program with a path to citizenship is not a pardon for those who broke immigration laws and therefore not an amnesty. She says she understands the burden illegal immigration has put on this state.
We're angry in southern Arizona. We bear the costs in our law enforcement, our first responders, our hospitals, our clinics, even our schools. It is a federal crisis, and the federal government needs to step up and take responsibility.
But University of Arizona political science professor Bill Dixon says other issues like terrorism, the war in Iraq, and health care are more important to most voters. One recent poll shows Giffords with a substantial overall lead, and Dixon notes, even on the issue of immigration, Graff has no advantage.
It turns out that Graff and Giffords are evenly split, which is quite an interesting result when you think about it. On all the other issues, Giffords holds a rather strong lead over Graff. So Graff really will need to go beyond the border issue if he is to make any headway.
Professor Dixon says voters who rally to the cause of defending the border are countered by those who rally behind the immigrants. He says while some taxpayers may resent paying for social services and health care for illegals, others sympathize with them and see them helping the economy.
Quite frankly, if enforcement started getting really tough on employers, the agricultural industry in southern Arizona would be in deep, deep trouble.
Randy Graff says some new polls show him narrowing the gap, and he hopes he will get a boost from a series of upcoming debates in which he can directly challenge his opponent on the immigration issue. Giffords is ahead by anywhere from 6 to 13 points in recent polls, but so far she has avoided any events in which she would appear together with her rival, preferring to wait for the formal debates. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Tucson, Arizona.